and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Nora, what's going on today?
Hi, you guys are great. And thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. So we have this wonderful son that we just absolutely adore, but he's in a band. He's out of high school. He's, you know, not a teenager anymore. When he was a teenager, he was in a band, and that was really nice and cute, and we were happy about that. But he's kind of continuing his music career with his friends in our garage, and they're really, really loud. They just bash around their instruments. They're not good at all. I mean, I have my hands over my ears half the time, and I can just wonder what the poor neighbors are thinking. You know, he's got to stop it. I really want him not doing it at our house, number one. And number two, I really don't think he should do it anymore at all. They're not good. He's not good. He has no career in music. I want to tell him, but I don't want to hurt him. I don't know what I should do.
Wait, hold on. How old is he?
He's 22.
And he's got a part-time job in this band. Do they play gigs or just in your garage?
No. He doesn't have a part-time job with the band. He has a part-time job.
So I'm guessing here is that your husband wants you to encourage him. Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Okay, hold on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Russell?
Yes?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Okay.
Hey, man, want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your wife who tells us it's time to move Frank Zappa out of the garage. His band's never going anywhere. He needs to get a real job and make this happen. She wants you to drop the hammer and let him know.
Well, for me, I think that it's great that he's pursuing what he wants to do. I personally don't care if he's good or not, because I think it's motivational. You know, he used to play when he was in high school. Now he's picking it up. I'm very comfortable with him hanging out with his band members. They're not out somewhere else doing a lot of other things that kids his age are doing. But he's doing something that is like he believes in, and it's forging his life right now. And for me, I think that that's a big deal.
Russell, really? He's 22. What were you doing when you were 22? You were responsible. You were on your way to a good job. You know what you wanted to do. I mean, you know where this is going to lead.
Yes,
please.
Nora, it's true, but if I could do everything over again, I would have wanted to feel free. And he has the
opportunity. Oh, my God. All right. You know, yeah, you know how important it is to be responsible at this age. He hasn't even gone to college yet. He keeps saying he's going to do that. I just want him to go to community college, find out a little bit more what he wants to do, but not this, something secure. And my God, I can't take it another minute. You have to kind of care about what totally, absolutely drives me crazy. I'm home during the day way more than you. He is in there. He's not gotten any better from the first day they started until the end. I really think it's just a social hour for him anyway. He realizes, I'm sure, that they're not that good. But he's got to have that push from you.
What we do, guys, is we put things to a vote, and we can see what our audience has to say. They may agree with you, Nora, that he's 22. You know, it's one thing that he lives at home. That's understandable. But the fact that he's pursuing this still in your garage like he was still a teenager is a problem. But they may see Russell's side. You know what? He's still young, and as long as he tries to get other aspirations in the meantime, you need to encourage him. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes.
All right, great. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
It comes to a point where you got to figure out your son is 22 years old. He still lives at home. They're cool with that. You know, they're not in any rush to get him out.
Sure.
But he's still got this band that he plays in the garage. And mom says, listen, you got to give up on these guys coming over and sitting in the garage and making noise. Like, you got to grow up at some point. Dad says, let him do his thing. Who cares?
There's a couple things I'd like to state here. First off, it sounds like Nora tears on the band. And I have it, you know, it's hard to think that they would really be that awful for this long that it would be going on. So maybe she needs to say to her son, listen, it's time to get a job and get serious about things. And say it without saying your band is terrible, you sound terrible, I'm sick of it. But she can tell them to get out of their property and out of their garage. At the same time, dad can encourage the band, but he can do it someplace else.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on this morning? Nazarene, what do you think?
I'm absolutely on the mother's side, and it's almost like even personal because as an adjunct professor, I see my students who are incapable of taking any responsibility because they just want to pursue their dreams and do what they want to do while they live in someone else's dime. Mm. I think he's 22 years old. They shouldn't even be talking about him. It's just like he's a kid they're planning his future, like he's 18 or he's 15.
I love the fact that you just spit on the face of the me generation and danced on it. I love it. I love it. You go, girl.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Get
so
a
much.
Job, kids.
Thanks, Nazarene. We appreciate the call.
You're welcome,
bye-bye. Bye. If you want to chime in too, call us. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999 on Star 99.9. Mom says, he needs to get a full-time job, stop chasing after this dream, and you know what? Stop making so much noise in my house.
Yeah, she's not a fan of his musical talents, that's for sure. Dad wants to encourage his son, which is understandable. You'd like to think there'd be a happy medium, but that's up to you.
All right, so Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. 1-800-330-9999. We want to hear what you have to say about this. Lauren, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on whoever the dad side is. I think that it's very important. Yeah, you're 22. Yeah, you work a part-time job. But music is an incredible outlet. And that's something that you can have with you for the rest of your life. Even if the band doesn't work out and they don't get famous, you know, like having that type of outlet is a wonderful thing. And I don't think you should take that away from him or make him feel like he can't express himself artistically the way he wants to.
I think mom would really, really, really like it if he was expressing himself through his band at his own apartment. That's what I think.
Thanks, Lauren. We appreciate the call. Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, I want to go for Russell's side. The reason is because I think that people who love what they do, especially like with music, I think that he can also, you know, be motivated to go back to school, to do that both ways. I mean, that's what most people do. They go back to school or they have full-time jobs and then they have hobbies on the side. And I think that if they motivate him enough and set up some boundaries for him and tell him that, you know, you have to start being a little bit more responsible with your life as well, I think that can be a great push for him.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Our audience agreed with Russell this morning. They felt you got to encourage your son. As long as he has other aspirations and he's, you know, you encourage him to do other stuff too, let him jam out with his friends in the garage.
You know, if that's what they said, but maybe for another 6 months. Can we call you back then?
Babe, we can work out a new schedule, okay? I'm willing to sit down and talk to him about a schedule so that it doesn't, you know, offend you so much with the noise. Does that sound fair?
Thank you. That would help. Thank you.
Sounds like a good start.
Yeah, well, guys, thanks so much for joining us today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
If you missed any of our Couples Courts this week, you can always catch up on the Anna and Raven podcast page at star999.com or subscribe to our iTunes channel in the App Store.